Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Radha Radhakrishnan, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales.
Hello and welcome to this special episode of Mrugashira with me, Charu Razada. Digitization has brought with it blurring of cross-border boundaries. Small towns have become a driving force for e-commerce companies, OTT platforms, FMCG telecom, and more. Yet, in the COVID world, brands and companies have been reticent in communicating with their stakeholders in these cities. We at Mrugashira spoke to communication experts working closely with brands in Tier 1 and 2 cities to find out if small towns are the future of PR in 2021. On today's episode, we speak to Alice Gurum, CEO of Media Pulse PR. 22 years back, Alice was perhaps the first woman founder who set up her communication firm to bridge the gap between the regional and national levels of marketing communications after a stint in journalism. She has been managing marketing communications work in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, and Chandigarh for television channels, OTT platforms, hotels, sports leagues, celebrities, and more. Our second expert, Shailesh Goyal, set up Simulations Public Affairs 2 decades back with a vision to help brands in need of public relations programs. The firm today has evolved into one of the leading proponents of reputation management consultancy in India, based out of Ahmedabad. Shailesh Goyal is also known as the Doyen of Gujarat. And lastly, Shishir Somani, CEO of Archer Communications. From a background in engineering, Shishir developed a new identity for himself and worked on long-term relationship programs without expecting quick response from the media. Archer Communications' strengths lies in managing reputation programs for high-profile companies in the state of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, and Rajasthan. Hi Alice, welcome to the show. PR in small towns is far beyond product launches. How has the communication landscape evolved in these last few years in smaller cities? With a large chunk of the consumer sitting in these cities, what are the opportunities to look out for?
You know, for the smaller cities and PR in the smaller cities, we've always tried to, you know, actually, keep changing things and keep trying to make ourselves suitable to the environment, to the marketing environment, to make people know that we are, you know, smaller cities really have a lot of consumers too. When I started the business, I remember having gone to various agencies and, you know, people even looking at me straight in the face and saying, our consumers don't live there. We have now reached a stage where, you know, Mercy sells the most in places like Punjab and Chandigarh and things like that. Cutting a long story short, COVID has really brought us to rethink and to, you know, really look at how we can make ourselves more suitable to the current environment when corporates don't have that kind of money to spend.
What's your perspective, Shailesh?
See, the interests of the people in the smaller cities or towns, their interest is more of a hyper-local nature, actually. So they are more keen about what's happening around and how it impacts them immediately and directly. Yeah. So about the national affairs or national brands and all, actually, it doesn't make much difference if it is not connected with the some local store or some local promos, you know. So if they find ki, okay, in the town, an X or Y store has started keeping this brand, then they feel ki, okay, now I can like access, I have access to this brand which he has been he or she has been aspiring for, is available in my town also, and I can look for it. So that way they would like to read about that if it is connected with the his surroundings or her surroundings.
Over to you, Shishir. How has the landscape evolved over the years?
Smaller and regional media is getting important every next day. Every new day is a better day as compared to the last one, because each and every brand is looking out to reach out to the final consumer, which is in the Tier 2 cities now. Tier 1 cities are mostly saturated, and now the focus is coming to cities like Indore, Jaipur, Ahmedabad, Chandigarh, Pune, Raipur, Jodhpur, likes. I have been observing that
these brands, they were mostly influenced by the Times of India's of the world and Economic Times of the world. But then they realized that getting into Dainik Bhaskar's of the world and Dainik Jagran's of the world is also equally important. Because there was an impact. Whatever positive was built because of these newspapers' interests, and whatever negative impacted them. So in the last 1.5-2 years, it has been recognized that it is very important to reach out to regional and smaller media also.
Are there enough opportunities with the new age media?
While the print still continues to rule the smaller towns, the addiction to the digital platforms also has grown, and it has grown significantly in the during the pandemic. Yeah. So this is making them addicted to the certain sites and social media platforms actually. But the consumption is still largely on the most convenient medium like WhatsApp or SMSs, which makes them easy to forward and easy to see that. So that is being used as a news medium in a larger context actually. Yes, the Facebook and Insta are there for them also, and a good amount of people are now getting exposed to that and start reusing that. But it's like earlier TikTok was there, so those kind of clicks have been make them more attracted to and easy to operate and easy to see. So these platforms give them better opportunities actually for the brands and consumer-oriented.
Your newspapers have really helped us also by allowing the digital platforms available to us at very minimal cost. For PR and advertising. So we have really moved into getting onto the digital sphere of even the print media. Papers like Ajit, Punjab Kesari, which are very important for us in our markets, have really lowered their rates on the digital platform vis-a-vis the print. Print is no longer so important as much as digital in this post-COVID era. See, we have to move digital now. We, especially in our market, which is a more educated market and which is a market which has a large computer influence. Digitally, we are moving forward with brands like Amazon, Flipkart. We are moving forward even with TV channels like Colors, Sony. These are my regular companies. Mm-hmm. So, digital is what needs to go hand in hand, if not more, than just the very conservative PR that we were doing earlier. Getting a little snippet in a newspaper doesn't really hold that much anymore as much as it is if it is available on a digital platform. Since YouTube, Instagram and these kind of social media platforms are really making a large dent, at least in my markets. And they're much, much cheaper when you look at it compared to what the print advertising comes for.
National bloggers, Instagrammers have redefined communication, and specifically for fashion and beauty brands. Are local Instagrammers as influential in the smaller cities, or do people prefer to follow national Instagrammers?
Yes. See, our market, what is peculiar about Punjab and Chandigarh is the fact that, you know, we have a very educated and a very young audience. Hence, Instagram, even TikTok was, I mean, we had just too many TikTok people in this area. So, Instagrammers are local influencers, at least, are a very, very big chunk of what we are now working with, is what the word I should use. For not only fashion and lifestyle, even food, even restaurants, even five-star hotels, even TV, we are working in close proximity with local influencers.
Okay, but do people follow national Instagrammers and local Instagrammers both, or how?
See, it depends on the sector. When it comes to travel and tourism, national Instagrammers are really looked at well here. when it comes to, it really depends on segment to segment, as I said. When it comes to food and all that, it's local. When it comes to, again, when it comes to TV, when it comes to lifestyle, national Instagrammers, if I can use a couple of names, for example, if Kareena Kapoor Khan is, talking about a particular product and a local Instagrammer is talking about it, the local Instagrammer here will have a more impact than a Kareena Kapoor Khan if it is a local restaurant or a local, something like that.
Okay.
See, there are two things. One is the aspirations. So everybody will have an aspiration what Deepika Padukone is using, what Kapil Dev is promoting, or that is there. But that is that they can see and feel at the televisions and other mediums also. So if anything is connected with the local influencers, the nature of the product should be such that it's not a large cosmetic brand which suddenly their local influencers start with you. So that will actually not connect with them. But if it is something which is farm oriented, or let's say food grain, or food services for that matter, that kind of things, or the salon service which is opening in the local market, that kind of services or products, if the local influencers are used, then they will probably value that more actually.
Historically, the PR industry has been dominated by women in the metros. This has not been the case in Tier 1 and 2 cities. Any tips for more women to take the lead from these cities?
No, see, your women in Tier 2 cities know not as much even now. I've been here now for 20 years. It was a different ballgame then. It still is very tough. Honestly, for a woman, if I even look at a lot of other agencies that have come in, there are hardly any women. You can count them on your fingertips. More so because women don't even feel they're being given their due after what. It's not, you don't really get that kind of money as much as you get in a tier, in a metro. It's not as if to say that the media and the consumer does not accept you. I was welcomed with open arms 20 years back. I didn't know the language. I didn't know anything. I was really taught by the very people I was addressing. So it is for women to be able to take up the challenge. The market is very welcoming. It's just that, no, we don't get that kind of remuneration as much as you would get in a metro. That is a fact. Because I moved from a metro to a tier 2 town. Mm-hmm. And I would still turn around and say that the remuneration is not commensurate to the effort that you put in.
So the opportunities for the both men and women are plenty in this industry. But yes, as you rightly said, traditionally women have been more into the public relations industry, and rightly so. So this can further penetrate down in the smaller and medium cities also. And the opportunities are more because of the local service centers, local products and local shops and superstores need these kind of services. So they can have 2, 3, 5, 10 local clients and service them accordingly, providing them good content and providing them digital PR as well as the traditional one wherever well possible. And there can be boutique PRs also, which and I've seen that that's happening in some of my ex-colleagues also. They have started just doing restaurants PR, or they're just doing the lifestyle PR, or they're just doing healthcare PR. So it helps them to focus and get expertise and specialization in one particular or two particular domains of industry, and this helps in penetrating in the smaller and medium towns also.
When it comes to strategy, when it comes to creating communication, making calls, even influencing people by means of telling the stories, I feel female team members are good. But when it comes to going in the field, meeting people, convincing them for something, I personally still feel, in my team of 9 people in Indore, we have 3 female employees. And 3 female team members, and most of them are working on strategy, communication strategy. They develop presentations, they develop SOPs, questionnaires, everything, but mostly we don't encourage them to go in the field.
Some new opportunities waiting to be explored beyond the metros. Well, before we drop the curtains on today's episode, Radha, what antidotes and coping mechanisms we communicators adopted to overcome the pandemic strain this year?
You know, Charu, one of the things that hit us hard this year during the pandemic was isolation. And to kill isolation, people started becoming busy. Busy with work, busy at work, at home. And to some people, it was even binge watching, you know, movies on OTT platforms, serials on OTT platforms and what have you. And secondly, I think it's the realization for all of us that, you know, a virus can teach us a lot of things, you know, and one of the things is that hit us hard was how you can lose control over your life, you know, overnight. It was not even something that you knew was coming before. There was absolutely no preparedness, and it just hit us, and everything just went topsy-turvy, right? And we got to a situation where even if you had a neighbor with whom you had a rapport and a friend, all that stuff, but you just couldn't, you know, walk across to your neighbor and say hello. And we were all sort of clamored up in that sense. And the key benefit of staying home, I think, is flexibility. Many of us have used our time effectively to pursue hobbies and interests. In fact, this whole idea of Mrigashira and the podcast came about because I wanted to do something more than what I was doing. And pandemic sort of set me, actually put these things into action. While I always thought that I wanted to do something different, but I don't think I ever got down to doing it. And 2020 and the virus, in fact, in a way, pushed me towards this. And it has somewhere also brought in that sense of, you know, a feeling that we are in control. Whatever activities that we did with time and with, you know, effective use of time into our hobbies, it just made sure that we are in control. And I think another important lesson we learned was the joy of sharing, you know, whether it's conversation and gratitude. I must say gratitude because, you know, suddenly we were not in a position to go out. We were not in a position to, you know, even buy the simpler things in from the next door store. But then you had somebody delivering it to you. You had, you know, somebody ensuring that you have food. You had people calling you up and asking you whether you're okay. You know, and these are small things, but I think that is the one that held us together. Conversations between families, friends, colleagues, they've all helped us relieve a lot of stress, and we must be grateful for what we have. And these are, like, you know, some of our antidotes and coping mechanisms. And these underline one critical thing, that is the resilience of humans, you know, per se. And I think it's time for us to raise a toast to that.
No, absolutely. I completely agree with you. I mean, the way we've all adapted and the kind of gratitude which we feel this year, we've never felt like this. Certainly a toast to human resilience. And, you know, I'm going to just say that, you know, now is the time to stop waiting, stop sitting around, stop procrastinating, because this is our time, because this is the time for the communicators and of the communicators, because the best is yet to come.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And this is the time for us to celebrate together as a family, celebrate together as a fraternity, and also look forward to a lot of exciting things in 2021. And we will... In Mrigashira, the entire team will be back in 2021 with a lot of exciting episodes. Keep listening to Mrigashira, and we promise we will not let you down.
I've been lost and I've been broken. I've been down the border hoping I'm still reaching for the sun, cause my best is yet to come. I've been rich and I've been poor, had the houses, lost them all. But my father told me, son, your best is yet to come. So let it go, cause we always make mistakes when we're young.
is our best is yet to come. So let it roll, let it roll. All the haters, yeah, they said that we were done, but our best is yet to come. But our best is yet to come. But our best is yet to come.